News Talk 790 KFYO, Behind Closed Doors by Charlie Rich. Now, I'm sorry, Carl Tepper, Lubbock County Republican Chair. I did misinform people. I said that the public was not invited to attend. They are invited to attend. They're just not allowed to vote because this is a working session, correct?
Yeah, this is sort of the, I don't know if you'd call it the second or the third stage of forming the Republican Party. First stage is voting in the Republican primary. I'd say the second stage is attending your precinct convention and getting yourself as a delegate to the county convention.
Now, the precinct convention was...
was 2 weeks ago on a Thursday night. And that's when your neighborhood meets. You get to meet your fellow Republican neighbors and discuss politics and submit resolutions and submit a slate of delegates to go to the county convention. Actually, and you didn't have to be there to become a delegate to the county convention. You just needed to have a buddy or a family member put you on the list. It's the same thing with the state convention. You can go to the state convention without going to the county convention. You just need to have someone there who's a delegate.
So are you telling me that somebody can wake up the morning after and find out that they were nominated?
That's happened. Yeah, a lot of times. A lot of times Mark McDougall gets put on there. He has no idea.
So you better show up.
He's a former party chairman, of course, mayor, and people love him, and he donates our headquarters and things like that. And they put him on, you know, almost every year. I told him not to this year. We want to save the space for people who want to go, but they usually put him on. He has no idea. Mike McDougall goes, but you know, that's the way it works.
So, what is the actual process? Just give me in a nutshell how it works. I know it's complicated.
In a nutshell, you go to your precinct convention, you submit resolutions, and you get yourself as a delegate to the county convention. Our county convention is going to be tomorrow, and we're going to sign people in at 7:30. We're going to gavel to order at 8:15. And we're going to hear some speeches. We're going to have some, they call it the temporary organization of the thing. And we will vote in the permanent officers. Excuse me. In between, we'll have some more speeches. We have Randy Neugebauer coming in. We have the state reps. We have the state senator. I think we have the state senator. They haven't really confirmed yet. And
so, you know, you're expecting Duncan Perry, Frullo, and Neugebauer.
Yeah, we have Mayor Glenn Robertson. We'll give some remarks. We have Robert Pratt. We'll be giving the charge to the convention. And then we will finally pick our permanent officers. We'll do a couple of volunteers of the year. And then we will go into the committee sessions, which is essentially the big committees of the nominations to get you to the state convention, and the platform committee. And the platform committee is a real fun one this year. The chairman appoints those. Right now I'm the temporary chairman, and we'll probably be the permanent chairman, but you never know. But right now the platform committee worked till 6 in the morning the other morning. They've been working for about a week straight almost.
Wow.
Till about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and then finally on Wednesday night, Thursday morning, they worked till 6:30 in the morning. And then they worked then the officers worked through the day formatting the platform. And And then I got it last night and reviewed it. I put a bunch of radical, libertarian, right-wingers on the thing. And the document that came up is fine. It's actually okay. There was a couple of things that I disagree with, and everyone's going to have something they disagree with in the platform. But it's pretty typical Republican Party platform. And actually, I would have been a little more radical with it. I would have liked to have seen some more fat cut out of it, Micah. And... and that's what happens. And actually, so tomorrow you're going to see a big debate about, you know, how do I get myself on to the state convention? And you'll see people wanting to juggle some of the names around. And then you'll see a debate on the platform. If you get into parliamentary procedure, this is one of those things that it'll absolutely amaze you. It's like human chess, and who knows the rules better, and how do you take the rules to your advantage? And people get really, really viciously passionate about this stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I get it. I get it. It's a spectator sport for sure.
And for a newbie like me, there are a lot of new people in these things that are involved, and that's the excitement about it and kind of the energy. I mean, for a group to stay up until 6 o'clock in the morning, we're serious, man. I mean, you know, I wasn't on there, but, I mean, you know, people are serious about this stuff.
Right.
This platform is what we're taking to the state.
Right. Talking with Micah Wyatt, who's actually an alternate delegate. this year?
I think I've been nominated.
No, he's a delegate and needs to be. I'll make sure you're a delegate if you want to go to the state. But Micah does our Facebook page and Twitter, and he will be Twittering and tweeting and Facebooking through.
Okay, we're talking with Micah Wyatt, delegate, and also Carl Tepper, Lubbock County Republican chair. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Right now, 7:52. KFYO, good morning, 7:57 on Friday. Still to come before 8:30, we're going to have tickets to the Omnimax Science Spectrum. It's Penguin Plunge, the movie on the big screen, and also the penguin exhibit. Kind of awesome. It's kind of a neat thing if you've never seen something like that. I mean, I grew up in, when I was a kid, I was in St. Louis, so I had the St. Louis Zoo. And then I grew up in the Bay Area, Houston, so Houston's got a good zoo. Of course, you know, then I've been to Abilene Zoo, too.
My daughter went to that yesterday, the day before.
Oh, yeah? How was
it? My daughter and my mother-in-law. They had a blast. They said it was great.
Anyway, we're talking this voice of Carl Tepper, Lubbock County Republican Chair, and also Michael Wyatt, who is AgriLife Research, Wyatt Sturf and Moore, and now we find a delegate for the Republican Party, Lubbock County.
Well, I'm a... Precinct chair.
Micah runs our Facebook page and Twitter, and he will be tweeting and Facebooking through the convention tomorrow.
Essentially,
right, Micah?
Essentially, yes, giving the color commentary and the play-by-play.
It's Lubbock County Republican Party.org. No, it's LCRP, whatever. It's really early. It's going to be Lubbock County Republican Party on Facebook, LubbockGOP.org. Online, but the Facebook is alive. I think Micah posts like twice a day. I post sometimes. We've got some other folks who are posting now, Micah. We do a lot of local stuff. We do a lot of national stuff, and we've got a lot of...
Well, anybody can jump on there and share things with us. You know,
we've got a 550 friends. It's pretty good for a little local page. So.
Hey, okay, so you have the convention. It's voting members... Or the voting only members and delegates and precinct people and all that are going to be voting. It's still a spectator sport. Anybody can go and witness.
You're
the
welcome to come. You probably give you a visitor badge or just make you swear that you won't vote. But we will. You have to be a delegate to vote, and you'll see. Usually, there's some good fights over the platform. Lots of times, like 2 years ago, the platform went through pretty quickly. As a matter of fact, some people got up and challenged the platform because they just kind of wanted to give me a hard time. It was my first year, and they kind of wanted to test the waters to see how much I knew in the parliamentary procedure, which isn't very much. I have a parliamentarian, and I think this year I'm going to have three who know their stuff and can get me through it. So it's pretty exciting, pretty fun. And then you get to go, if you're selected, you get to go to the state convention, which will be in Fort Worth this year, which is a lot of fun. We go as a delegation. Everybody from Lubbock goes, and we have a real good time.
Okay, now, we mentioned just about everything except where is this going to be held and what time should people show up if they want to?
Lubbock Memorial Civic Center. If you're going as a delegate, 7:30, check in, 8:15, gavel to order. If you're a student, if you're a political science professor or a school teacher and you want to give your kids extra credit, call me, 806-470-2354, and I'll make arrangements for your kids to get to watch it and get some extra credit.
Okay, and just general public arrive at what?
Yeah, come at 8, be seated by 8. We're going to gavel to order 8:15, and it gets real serious from there.
Okay, very good.